It's intimate enough, I think we can do that. I'm Senator Scott Wilk, not Bill Dodd, Vice Chairman of the Senate Committee on Governmental Organization. Today, we'll be holding an informational hearing on amendments to the tribal state compacts of both the Dry Creek Rancheria Bandipomo Indians and the Karuk Tribe. Additionally, we'll be holding a hearing on the new tribal state compact between the state of California and the La Jolla Band of Luseno Indians. All these compacts were executed on August 1st of this year. For those of you unfamiliar with the Senate's procedures, the established policy allows for an informational hearing on the essence of the compact to be followed by a vote of the members on the Senate floor. No vote will be taken today. For planning purposes, we will begin with the Dry Creek, followed by the Karuk, and then finally the La Jolla Band Compact. Let me thank all the witnesses in advance, and after we take testimony from the individuals listed on the agenda, there will be an opportunity for public comment. Thank you. So, we'll open with Dry Creek. Mr. Dillon, go ahead.
Thank you. As you indicated, this is an amendment to the tribe's existing compact, which we just negotiated and you ratified last year. As we were going through the negotiations last year, the tribe requested and we had agreed to a specific amendment to the labor provision, the provision which lays out a very fair process to allow the employees to elect whether they choose to have representation or not. The amendment just indicated that enrolled tribal members would not be included within the threshold that goes to whether or not the ordinance needs to be in effect. We'd agreed to that. We supported that, as did labor. But that specific language was not included through an oversight on my part. And so once we realized that this year, we raised that with the tribe and we felt the right thing to do was to fix it. And that's why we're here. We made a couple of other technical amendments, which I'd be glad to discuss. But again, those are technical amendments that are consistent with compacts that we've negotiated and you've ratified in the past. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay. So these are similar provisions to other compacts, right? So it's almost become standard.
Yes, sir, that's right. I mean, we always work hard to as you'll see this morning, to reflect the unique circumstances of each tribe. But for the most part, the regulatory provisions, as here the labor, environmental mitigation, all of those provisions, for the most part, are substantially similar.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good morning, Vice Chair and committee members and staff. Thanks for having me here. My name is Chris Wright, Chairman of Dry Creek Rancheria. Like Joe was saying, the compact was done last year. There's small technical things that we're looking to change, and so I think this one's pretty easy. But I would just appreciate everyone's support.
Great, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Jack Ribbon. I work for Unite Here, the Hotel and Casino Workers Union in the United States and Canada. And I think it's just worth it to say that we have, that since we have a little time here, that as Joe is probably wrapping up his shop, moving towards the fall and the end of the Jerry Brown administration, my union, and I know many, many tribes, are very, very happy with what this administration and what Joe has done in terms of reaching agreements that work for everyone and that work for the industry at large. Over the years, a number of tribes, some of the largest and most successful casinos in the state, the Yochadihe Band of Winton Indians, United Auburn Indian Community, Pala Band of Mission Indians, the Grayton Rancheria, the Litton Band of Pomo Indians, the Hamul Tribe, all of them have worked out agreements with the state of California that included agreements as well with respect to workers organizing. As a result, there's over 7,000 workers in this industry that negotiate with their employers, have living wages and health care that they can depend on. And it has not only have these agreements risen the tribe up out of poverty. It's helped the workers who work there come out of poverty as well, and it's been this enormous positive thing for the entire community. It's just a very, very comprehensive way of looking at this industry. However, and the agreements that have been made over time with the state of California, and most recently through this governor's office and Joe Dillon's hard work. Having said that, I think it's important to understand that written agreements are written agreements, and they're the intention of the parties. What makes them real and what makes them work the way the ones I just described have worked is good faith. And I think we all know that a written agreement isn't worth the paper it's written on unless there's good faith behind it. Next week, we'll be up here with scores of workers and community members who are upset with the bad faith regarding the Shingle Springs Band of Miwok Indians. And as they attempt to achieve additional benefits in a new compact, we will be arguing with you why that should not happen. Having said all that, we're very, very pleased to be able to be here and support the Dry Creeks new compact amendment, as well as the others today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. At this point, we'll take public comment. Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice seeing you.
Good seeing you too. Haruk.
Yep. Welcome, everybody. And according to the agenda, we'll start with you, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, thank you, Vice Chair. Excuse me. This is an amendment of the tribe's existing compact, a compact that we negotiated in 2013, was ratified in effect. It just amends a specific provision related to workers' compensation consistent with provisions in our most recent compact. It's exciting to note that the tribe has opened Rain Rock Casino, and it's exciting not just for the tribal members, but for the entire community. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you. Mr. Chair?
Yes, thank you for this opportunity. Ayuki, hello. Members of the Senate Governmental Organization Committee, thank you. Supposed to be Senator Dodd, but Vice Chair Wilk, thank you very much for the introduction of this bill and to the staff and for their hard work. My name is Russell Atterbury, and I'm chairman of the Kuruk Tribe, and I'm here obviously to provide information about the first amendment to our tribal state compact. The Kuruk Tribe is the second largest tribe in California, with over 3,800 members and descendant service community that exceeds 4,000. We are located in Northern California near the Oregon border and have three districts along the Klamath River that span Siskiyou and Humboldt counties in two national forests. Like many rural communities, we experienced a depressed economy. As a salmon people, we have been particularly affected by the impairment of the Klamath River fisheries, which has resulted in decreased employment opportunities. To provide jobs for our community, we have recently opened a gaming facility in our western district in Wairika, also called Kutrasiam, in Kuruk. We have compiled with all of our federal and compact requirements and have intergovernmental agreements with our county and city. The facility was opened in April 2018 and has been an immediate boost to our local economy. For example, when we began hiring in early 2018, we held a job fair for 200 jobs and 800 people showed up.
Wow.
Similar to other tribes, our 2014 compact is a partnership with the state that balances our sovereignty with implementation of certain protection standards. For example, we have tribal torts and anti-discrimination ordinance that mirrors state protections. For workers' compensation, however, our present compact mandates participation in the state's workers' compensation system, because tribes ordinarily have the right to run their own workers' compensation. Mandatory participation in the state system has resulted in significant insurance costs. Presently, it costs more to insure a gaming employee than a member of our fire crew. These high insurance costs are unrelated to the job, cost tens of thousands of dollars, and result in a loss of funds for our essential government services. Other gaming tribes have encountered the same issue. As a result, the legislation has typically ratified simple compact amendments that permit a tribe to operate its own workers' compensation system if it complies with stringent insurance requirements and provides a system of redress for workplace injuries. This First Amendment to our 2014 compact reflects these alternative requirements and would allow us to achieve parity with other tribes in California. In conclusion, I thank you all for the opportunity to testify and ask you for support for our First Amendment to our 2014 compact. Yo Atua, thank you.
Thank you. Next witness. Oh, I'm sorry, Senator Gaines.
At the appropriate time.
Just go ahead now.
I wanted to thank Chairman Atterbury for the great job that you've done within the community and reaching out to the community. And in terms of the workers' compensation issue, I'm in the insurance business as an agent, and it's tough. Some of these workers' comp classifications are very difficult and very expensive. So I encourage you to look at setting up your own workers' compensation plan. And the only advice I would give you is that you've got to make sure it's managed well, that you have enough money in reserves for future claims. And as long as you've got good management, good risk management, you can do very well and bring money to the bottom line. And so encourage you and want to thank you for the great things that you've done in the community.
Okay, who's next? Okay, Mr. Gribben.
Mr. Chairman and members, again, Jack Gribben with Unite here. We support the amendment to the Karuk Compact. And also, I was asked by my brothers and sisters in the building trades to compliment the tribe on their good relationship with that that union, in particular through the building of the casino up there. And so we support. Thank you.
Hope the other takeaway you walk away with this morning is that we need to fix workers' comp, because that's just that's outrageous, and that hurts everyone. So at this point, do we have any public comment? Kevin, public comment? No? Okay. Seeing none, want to thank you for your testimony, and I'm sure you'll be successful on the Senate floor. Thank you so much for coming. Okay, up next, the La Jolla Band. Welcome.
Thank you.
And as our tradition, we always start with Mr. Dillon. So proceed, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Happy to talk about or introduce the new Tribal State Gaming Compact between the state and the La Jolla Band of Los Sueños Indians. The tribe currently has a 1999 Tribal State Gaming Compact, but it does not have any Class 3 gaming activities. This compact is substantially similar to the other compacts that we've done. There are some slight tweaks with regard to the unique circumstance. Really, the only significant one relates to the issue of land. The tribe's reservation is around a Spanish land grant that has been that was granted before California became a part of this country, and The 99 Compact addresses the issue of gaming eligible land by saying that any land that, is eligible is eligible for gaming under the compact. Since then, we've tried to be more specific and, restrict gaming under the compact to land that's eligible at the time of execution. And we think that's appropriate and, respectful of the role of the legislature and the people to put them on notice. Because of the unique nature of this reservation with, essentially a donut hole in the middle of the reservation, we felt that we could amend that language a bit to recognize that if any land that's essentially surrounded by the existing reservation later becomes in trust and is eligible for gaming, that the tribe can game on that land pursuant to this compact. Otherwise, the compact terms reflect the circumstance of this tribe. They currently are a revenue-sharing trust fund eligible tribe. It gives them the opportunity to grow up to 2,000. But recognizes that up to 1,200 slots that they would be able to, keep the revenue that they generate for their members and for the programs. So that's the overview. Happy to answer any questions.
I just had a, question on the environmental provisions because it's, tied to the number of machines. So how does that work?
That's a great question, Senator. One of the things that we've worked on, and we've been negotiating with La Jolla as part of a larger group for the last three and a half or four years. What we have, this is the first, La Jolla broke off from that group because we felt that we could focus on the things that were important to the tribe and the state and conclude negotiations this session. The environmental provisions essentially lay out a process where the tribe identifies the potential impacts off reservation and comes up with a binding enforceable mechanism to, mitigate those. What we've done is to, create two different procedures, one the traditional procedure that applies to, facilities whereby the, cumulative total of tribe of slots would be above 350. And then for the smaller tribes, we've come up with a new process that's tailored to their circumstance. And it includes the same basic parts. It's just done in a slightly different way. They have to go through the process of evaluating the impacts. We call it a tribal environmental impact document rather than report. They have to provide notice to all interested parties and to work with the local affected jurisdiction. Ultimately, when there's final agreement that that document addresses the impacts related to the gaming facility, there'll be a mitigation agreement between the tribe and the state. Those are the components. We've tried to do it in a way that's respectful of those tribes. It draws upon some of the provisions of the, tribal labor panel. So here, if there is a need to do some arbitration, there would be an arbitrator that's funded through the Indian Gaming Special Distribution Fund. So that's the basic layout of the differences, and this is the first time you'll see that, I think, in this compact.
Great. Thank you so, much for that. Okay, Chairman Rodriguez.
Thank you. I appreciate the offer coming up here for you, people, and Chairman and Vice Chair on it. La Jolla is established. We're 2,500 feet above sea level. Our reservation goes up to 5,000 feet, clear to the top of Palmar Mountain. The 200-inch telescope is about within 30 miles away from us on it. So we have a concern, they have a concern on lighting up in that area, but we talked to those people up there and we, you know, we negotiated with them people out there. And I look forward, the whole tribe looks forward to our education part of our tribes for jobs, especially education for our kids on it. And then just the other day, I was witnessing our teachers teaching our kids our languages, teaching the songs, keeping up tradition on all our issues, on stuff like that. I kind of stopped here for a while. Sorry about that. And then, but in 2007, we were 90% burnt in the reservation. Lost 30 some homes on it. I look at money coming in so we could have an infrastructure back and stuff, issues like that, because it's fire season, and you know that it's fires burning all over California. We got some people from Southern California up here, our tribal members up here fighting fire right now in Mendocino County right now, on it here, on it. But this is what I look at, all the future of trying to help our people and our community. We talked about the Cuckoo Ranch, the Potrero. It's an old Spanish land grant, and the reservation surrounds the whole land grant on it. And I think my family had a lot to do. But Governor Pico Pico was the governor at that time when they got this land, a Spanish land grant. And I think there's about 75 homes in there. So there's a lot of culture area in that part of that Cuckoo Ranch that we look at, that we try to protect and keep on it. To us, it means a lot to us. So that's why we got it, try to get it. If I could get the whole Cuckoo Ranch, I would love to get it all back, you know, because it's just the agriculture stuff, stuff on that reservation on it. So I thank you on it there.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Lofton?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate you guys listening to us. Ours is probably pretty similar to a lot of the reservations around here. We've had our hard times just like everybody else, and we'd like your support in helping our tribe. And this is economic development infrastructure for our kids and then our elders. We'd like the opportunity to give them jobs, and this is one way we can do that. So we would like your support if we could. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. And then Mr. Kawahara?
Yes, yes, Mr. Chairman. I just want to echo the comments that Joe made regarding the environmental protection provisions, which have the basic provisions that you've seen in other compacts. There is that carve out for the smaller facilities below 349. On the land into trust issue, the federal law, Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, permits tribes to take land into trust if it's within their contiguous reservation. So this compact, I think, recognizes that federal right.
Great. And then for any of you, what's been the challenges in terms of being able to do gaming?
Oh, pardon?
Has there been challenges?
Yes,
yes.
The challenges, I think, are for this tribe location. Mm-hmm. So it's real estate, location. So this tribe's located on Highway 76. It's relatively near to existing casinos, but that has been the challenge for this tribe.
Okay. Questions from any members before I open up to public comment? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Gribben. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem.
You're kind of sitting way off there. Yeah. I didn't see you.
Jack Gribben with Unite Here, and we support the compact, and we wish the tribe the best of luck.
Thank you. Great comments. Any questions from the members before I open up to public comment? Okay. At this time, public comment? Seeing none? I want to thank you all for coming and testifying. I'm sure you're going to be successful when it comes to the Senate floor. And with that, with the approval of Felipe, adjourned.